Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 259.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 259. My name is Brendan Lowe, creator and founder of Jazz Piano School. Thank you so much for being here. In this particular podcast episode, Sterling Koza, one of our amazing Jazz Piano School educators, is going to be going over three essential things that you need to know as a jazz pianist. So essentially, these three items, I don't know if you've heard of the 80-20 rule, but with the 80-20 rule, essentially 80% of your results comes from 20% of your work, right? So with this particular podcast, these three functional skills, I kept calling them things before, they're really functional skills. That's how Sterling names them. These functional piano skills, every jazz pianist should know. And these three functional skills are going to lead to 80% of your results. And when I say the word results, I mean, obviously, you're playing, right? Like things that you can do. Because so many times on YouTube and what teachers teach you or even what students want, right? What they ask for, what you try and learn, those little microscopic things like elements, concepts, whatever they are, they don't really lead to much in jazz piano. You might use those once, twice, or in very rare situations, but they really don't lead to an overall just output of playing in so many different types of situations where, you know, you're going to be using these things, these functional skills over and over and over again. And that's exactly what this episode is going to do for you. So really, really important stuff he's going to be going over here. And it's also really great to kind of view it from this perspective. Like when you view these categories and these skills from a bird's eye perspective and realize that, okay, if I spend most of my time working on this, it's going to translate to me being able to get better in so many ways, rather than me focusing on this one little thing that sounds cool or is like popular, that's not really going to translate to me getting better in a lot of different areas. It's just going to translate to me getting better over this like one chord in this one situation that you barely will ever use, and it's just not worth it, right? Now, that may not be true for where you are in your journey, right? You may be at a spot where you really do need to refine things. You do need to focus in on these microscopic details of your playing. So in that case, that may be the perfect thing for you. But the majority of the students that I work with and just view in general in life that are not professionals, right, but are striving to become much better, they need more work in these three categories always. Like always. I've never not heard a student or someone that comes to me or just out in the world really through non-professionals that don't need more work in these three areas. So needless to say, this is a really cool podcast. It's really fun that Sterling's doing this. And for all the members listening out there, we're going to be starting different accountability sessions for y'all. That's going to be really fun. That's coming up in the month right now with a lot of other goodies too and some cool releases. But with that being said, I don't want to talk anymore. Let's dive right in to this amazing podcast done by Sterling Koza from the Jazz Piano School faculty. Here we go.
Hey everybody, this is Sterling with another podcast lesson. Today I'm coming at you with three functional jazz piano skills that I think every musician should know. Now this podcast applies not only to jazz pianists primarily, but also to anyone who's looking to expand their repertoire to playing more jazz standards, as well as maybe non-piano primary musicians like horn players or vocalists, anyone looking to kind of fill out their repertoire and skills at the keyboard. So what we're looking at today is Jerome Kern's All the Things You Are, a well-known jazz standard, and I'm going to show you three ways to approach this tune, coming at it from functional skills of solo piano, accompanying, and also soloing. So the first thing that we want to look at is how to play solo piano. And one thing I always tell my students is the solo piano, you have to fill all three roles. You got to be playing the bass, the harmony, and the melody at the same time. So obviously we're going to have to split that between the two hands. So I'm going to show you how I would do that over All the Things You Are. And I should also mention that there's going to be PDF practice materials in the description below, which you can use to get an idea of some of the notes that I'm playing, and you can refer to them after this lesson. So here's how I would play All the Things You Are solo piano. Alright, so that would be a solo piano approach. I was covering both the bass, melody, and harmony between both of my hands. Now, if I were playing, for example, with another musician like a vocalist or a horn player, I would let them cover the melody, and instead I'd be playing left hand bass and some right hand chords, usually like some thirds and sevenths of each of the chords. In this case, I'll be doing four part chords. So some rootless voicings in my right hand while I'm covering the roots, the bass notes, in my left hand. So you can refer to the PDF practice materials for some examples of some four-part chords that you can use to accompany for this second functional skill. And I should also mention that there's a lot of PDFs and exercises available in the JPS curriculum that you can use to practice and develop your skills for jazz piano over a variety of jazz standards and tunes. So here is skill number two. I'll be playing left hand bass and right hand chords. Accompanying. Here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Alright, so that was a chorus of All the Things You Are, accompanying with four-part chords in my right hand and some bass. I was playing like a two-feel at first and then went into some walking bass, which is another technique that you can use. So you can refer to those practice materials for some ideas of some of the notes I was using in my right-hand chords. And we've also got a podcast on bass lines if that's something you're interested in learning more about. So last but not least, we've got the third functional technique, which would be soloing. Maybe you are sitting in with a full band or you got a bass player that's holding it down for you, and that's going to include some left hand chords, rootless, just like the ones that we used in our right hand for skill number two. But this time we're playing some melodies in our right hand as well as a little bit of improvisation. So let's hear what that would sound like. 1, 2, 3. two, a one, two, three. So that was a little bit of soloing over All the Things You Are. I was using some left-hand rootless chords, which you can find in the practice materials. And at first I started a little bit with the melody, but then transitioned into a little bit more of improvisation type of thing. So this is something that you can try over any jazz standards, especially when you're playing in a band or sitting in at a jam session. And just to review, we've got three functional skills: solo piano, accompanying with left hand bass, right hand chords, and our third skill of left hand chords, right hand melody, or improvisation. So I hope that you found this interesting in ways that you can try these functional skills over any jazz standard or songs in other genres as well. So don't forget to check out the PDF practice materials, and as always, happy practicing.